Lesson 9. Grammar 2. Now, we've seen this before. That's right, it's A again. Last time, we used it as a preposition with time words. This time, we'll use it with a place. In English, we can say, in the office, on the desk, or to the market, using three different words, in, on, and to. Good news! In Korean, those are all the same. Office A, desk A, and market A. So let's check. And make sure you read the Korean sentences, not just read the English sentences, because this is a good time to practice your reading skills as well. In other words, A is used after a location noun to tell the location or the place where the subject exists. It is also used to tell the direction or the destination of the action with the verbs 가다, to go, and 오다, to come, etc. Let's hear an example.
리한 씨는 지금 사무실에 있어요.
Rihan is in the office now. Good. What word is used for A in English? In. Where is Rihan? In the office. Can you say that in Korean? In the office? 사무실에. Good. And it's used with 있어요. It's used with the be verb. It means she's just there. Let's hear another example.
책이 책상 위에 있어요.
The book is on the desk. Good. Where is the book? 책상 위에. Good. In English? On the desk. Right. And what's the verb? 있어요. The book is just there. Let's hear a final example.
저는 내일 시장에 가요.
I will go to the market tomorrow. Okay, good. Where is A this time? 시장에. Great. What's that in English? To the market. You got it. What's the verb this time? 가요. Right. It means we're moving in that direction. We can use A with the two kinds of verbs. Verbs that are an action in a direction, like to go and to come, or with a verb like 있어요, meaning it's here. It's in a place. Great. So we learned A in two contexts. The first one is with time. And the second one is with a place. Have you got it? Good.